Welcome to 5x5D video 5, the last video of this 5D series. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. This week, we are going to explore the very core of 5D consciousness, love and oneness. What is love? What does it mean to love unconditionally? What does oneness really mean, and how can we practically live from this principle? These are some of the questions that I will tackle in today's video. So far, we've looked at non-duality on video 1, presence and non-linear time on video 2, surrender, trust, and abundance on video 3, and neutrality and heart center on video 4. If you haven't watched those, I recommend that you watch or listen to them before continuing with this one. I'll leave the links in the description below or some cards up here. But anyway, here's a quick recap. We've learned that duality exists in order for us to understand non-duality and eventually be able to transcend the 3D duality without bypassing it. We've learned about non-linear time, but also that now is all we've got. Surrendering means getting the ego out of the way to allow a spirit to guide us. And in the last video, we learned that emotion is energy in motion, and it's what keeps us moving and evolving in this 3D experience. There is a place of neutrality inside each and every one of us in our heart center. We don't bypass our emotions, but we anchor ourselves into our hearts to find safety and love. So this ties in perfectly with today's theme, love. If you're a kid from the 90s like me, whenever you hear the question, what is love? This is the first thing that comes to your mind. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Well, some of you may get this, but jokes aside, love is seen by many as something that's hard to define. How do you define love? Or rather, does love ask for a definition? Does love ask to be felt? Does love demand or need anything from us? And the answer will, again, depend on the perspective. 3D says, I need to be a certain way to be worthy of love. I need to achieve X, Y, Z for people to love me. I need to be loved by X, Y, Z to feel loved. 5D says, I am love. There is nothing I have to do to earn love, for this is my essence. Let's explore the space between, though. It's easy to grasp the idea, but how can we put into practice and actually live from this place? Referring back to the first video where I talked about non-duality, we're actually coming full circle here. We understand that we navigate life in 3D by labeling people and things. So obviously, we put labels and adjectives on love. Romantic love, maternal love, paternal love, fraternal love, platonic love, wild love, sexy love, puppy love, Hollywoodian love, unconditional love. So what happens if I take out all of these labels and adjectives? What are we left with? Just love. As is. Love just is. And like I mentioned in the previous video, from this perspective, I could say, even though this is an attempt to define love, I can say that love is neutral. From a 5D perspective, love is a state of consciousness that we live from, rather than an emotion or something that we experience. We experience the human experience with all of its challenges and dualities in order to learn love, in order to remember love, because that's our essence. 5D is that love state of consciousness. It is that heart connection with yourself and the universe. Love is the most potent force in the cosmos, because it connects all. It connects all the dimensions. It connects the light in 8D, the sound in 7D, the geometry in 6D, and it loves the mind, the emotions, the archetypes in 4D. It loves the linear journey and duality in 3D, and all the perfect nature of the planet in 2D and 1D. For us, love is the container that holds sacred space for all of our emotions, both positive or negative, as how we perceive them to be. Love holds a space for our darkness and light, for our yin and yang, for our ego and our spirit. Love loves all. And love doesn't need an adjective, for the adjective has an opposite, meaning it is dual. And anything that is dual doesn't belong in 5D. However, as I've said here many times, we can't escape the duality because this is also how we transcend it and understand non-duality. So the word that we use that is the closest to this 5D non-duality is unconditional. The opposite of unconditional is conditional. And so that is how we experience the other side of the coin, to learn that we are whole. And that in fact, when we're talking about love, we don't even need the word unconditional. When it comes to English grammar, there is a topic called conditionals. The one word that always appears in the conditional sentences is if, and variations of it according to the verb tenses: if only, what if, when, had I done this, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying this because this is basically what conditional love is. And although this is definitely not an English class, here's an example. If I look beautiful, I will love myself. If you take the if clause out of the sentence and add the present tense, which is the only tense there is in 5D, you just get, I love myself. Equally, if you do this for me, I will be thankful, to I am thankful. Or if the world was a better place, I would be more compassionate, to I am compassionate. And so on and so forth. 3D keeps looking outside to find external sources of love. 5D keeps looking inside to embody and be the love. This is key. We can't talk about love without starting with yourself. So let's start with self-love. And here's plot number one. Let's say I've struggled with my weight all my life, and I've tried everything, all kinds of diets and programs. In my mind, I still tell myself, if only I was a little thinner, I would feel enough. Or when I lose X amount of weight, I will love myself more. And as we've learned in our last video, we understand that we have a spiritual body, a mental body, an emotional body, and a physical body. And so, to put it simply, if we don't deal with at least the mental and emotional aspects, we can't deal with the physical. So let's say I have this massive awakening, and yes, I understand that I must love myself now as I am, accept myself unconditionally, and that I am love, all of that. Great. But here's the thing. This does not mean that I don't take care of myself and completely give up on all the diets and healing and etc. Quite the opposite. It is because I love myself so much that I'm going to do whatever it takes to be my best self, but from a place of love and worthiness, not from a place of fear or unworthiness. I do this because I love myself. This is unconditional love. The intention behind everything you do must always be love. You can drink your green juice every day, every morning, but if the intention behind it is fear of getting fat again or catching any disease, it's going to be pointless. You have to check in with yourself, and you can do so by simply asking, am I doing this because I am afraid of something or because I just love myself? And sometimes it's fear masked as unworthiness and not enoughness. You may be doing your meditation and your yoga every day because you think that this will make you more spiritual. You may want to post some photos on social media because this will make you look cool, or you'll get some external validation. Again, just keep asking yourself, am I doing this because I want to feel more of something, because I want some external validation, or just because I want to do it for me? This is one of the reasons why I use the tagline, "Let love lead the way," at the end of my videos. Allow love to be the driving force behind every step you take. Okay, now for plot number two, let's add the relationship factor. When it comes to relationships, it's fair to say that the most important relationship in your life is that with yourself, because you will have to be with you for all of this journey. However, when we think that we've come here to this 3D human experience to learn love or remember love, we are not alone in this quote-unquote quest. We need one another in this journey. We learn and teach from each other. We mirror each other. We're separate to remember oneness. So this is one of the main reasons why it's just human nature to desire to relate to one another. And different relationships will teach you different aspects of yourself. Hence, we categorize love. What you'll learn from maternal love may not be the same as what you'll learn from romantic love. But all of these types of love will do one thing for you: remind you that you are love itself. So let's take an example of a romantic relationship. Let's say you have a partner, your partner has cheated on you, has treated you badly, has abused you somehow, something like this. Then you say, "Oh, but I love him," or, "I need to love him unconditionally for who he is." Well, you staying in this relationship is the biggest statement for lack of self-love, and that you love others conditionally, that even if subconsciously you expect love to come from external sources. Now, I say this without judgment because many of us, myself included, may have gone through or is going through some level of this experience. And it may be just a part of the process to learn self-love. Nobody said the path was going to be easy. But here's the truth. Yes, love is unconditional, love is kind, love is forgiving, love is compassionate, love is patient, but love also sets firm boundaries. Love is the strongest shield you will ever carry with you. And get this, the people that love themselves the most never put up with BS. So in that example, I'm not saying that you won't feel sad or feel the pain if you leave the relationship, but you saying no to that means you're saying yes to yourself. And now here's a really important thing. Unconditional love doesn't mean you stay in some kind of abusive relationship. Unconditional love is not an excuse for you to be taken advantage of. The second step is this. Let's say you have this awakening, you realize you need to love yourself and etc. But then you're out of this relationship and you can't forgive your ex, or you just feel resentment towards him. Guess what? You haven't left the relationship. You're still energetically attached to it. And the key to self-love is self-forgiveness, or vice versa. You understand that it's not even about forgiving him, because he's the one hurting other people. He is wounded. And well, so are you. We all are. But you need to find your own way to healing. And just a quick side note here, I believe depending on the situation and the people involved, this healing may happen apart from each other and sometimes together, but both parts have to be in the same level of awareness and commitment for this to happen. And obviously, each one of you needs to take responsibility for your healing journey. The key here is to always harness your intuition and follow your gut feeling. But regardless of whether or not you're still in the relationship, you understand that this human being, this relationship that you were in, has been a catalyst for your healing, which is the journey into the remembrance of who you truly are. You understand this. If you can't forgive him, it's because you can't forgive yourself. And if you hate him, it's also because you haven't forgiven yourself. The good news is that if you can hate him from afar, you can also love him from afar. And some people you love from afar because that's the only way. You wish them well and keep going with your life and letting your own love to protect you and guide you. And that's when you're really able to detach yourself energetically from the person or the situation and carry on with your healing journey. This healing happens in 4D consciousness, which is the bridge between 3D and 5D, as we've seen on video 2. So that's when 5D oneness comes into place. To understand that everyone and everything is an extension of yourself and a divine creation from the same creator as yours means you can't hate anyone, because when you hate someone else, you're hating yourself and the whole universe. The bright side of that is that when you love yourself, you are also loving the whole universe. Oneness means you are one individual and we are one consciousness. It respects your individual and unique path, but it is also saying we are evolving together even if we're not holding hands. Oneness doesn't kill the ego, it reconciles with the ego, it embraces the ego. It tells the ego that it is part of all. That's why love and oneness are in the same theme in this video. Some people also refer to it as unity consciousness. I guess the challenge with oneness is this: can I love those who are way different than me? Remember, we learn non-duality through duality. Okay, that's the 300th time I've said this. But because of that, the universe might place people in your pathway that will challenge you and will have completely different views and values. Can you love that person? Again, you don't have to be friends with them, but just keep reminding yourself that we are all in the same journey in different routes. Can you accept that this is the route that they're choosing to take now, in this moment, in this lifetime? Can you send love from your heart and truly wish them well? Can you withdraw from the need to be right and win this game? Can you feel the presence of God's consciousness in every living and non-living being? Can you see love is all there is? And for all of these questions I've thrown in, for me personally, the answers lie in the daily practice of love and oneness. I think most of us here can easily grasp the concept and the idea, but perhaps the challenge lies in our day-to-day life and the way we interact with other human beings. We practice self-love so that when we're not feeling love for ourselves or others, we have it available in our love toolkit. Here are some tips to practice love and oneness. Number one, use reminders and love affirmations. The first step is to understand the concept and believe it. Once you're living from that principle, remember that the universe will throw in some challenges and difficult people, not necessarily to test you, but to remind you to keep pushing you in the direction of oneness. Remember, we find light through the darkness. Number two, expand your self-awareness. The best way to do this is by asking yourself questions on and on, and be completely honest with yourself. Self-reflection is not meant to be a game of self-guilt and self-pity. It's meant to bring light to areas in yourself that need it. At the end of the day, ask yourself, where could have I been more loving, kinder, more patient, firmer, more present? You name it. Allow the answers to move you forward and remember that each day is another opportunity to be more of the love that you are. Number three, set boundaries. I know this can be very hard for some people, especially those who consider themselves empaths. But with this self-awareness comes a sense of clarity as to where you need to hold firmer boundaries or a boundary. You can be strategic in your setting boundaries by analyzing who are the people in your life that you need to set boundaries with. How can you tell them in a way that is loving but strict at the same time? And when are you usually triggered so that you know these are opportunities for you to draw the line? Number four, shadow work and inner child work. We bring the shadow to light, often from traumatic events in our childhood, so that we can become lighter and live from a place of love and freedom. We also collectively share the shadow in our collective mind. So know that first, when we work on ourselves, when we heal ourselves, we are adding up to the healing of the planet and the evolution of consciousness. And second, when we see the shadow, the darkness, and the ugly in the collective, we are also responsible for it in one way or another. Doing the individual healing inner work is the most badass thing you can do, and even more so when you allow the ripple effect to take place, whether through supporting others in their journey or gathering forces in a group for a good cause in common. This is not about the roles you play, it is about where your consciousness is. 5. Have a spiritual practice. Having a spiritual practice will look different to each one of us. But what I want to say about this today is that having a spiritual practice is meant to make you more human. Sounds contradictory, I know, but that's the truth. You have a spiritual practice not because you want to live in the fifth dimension, but because the spiritual blueprint is a part of you, and by embracing your multidimensionality, you are able to embody who you are right now in this physical body, in this now moment, in this 3D world. It's about aligning and not bypassing. In the worksheet, you will find an opportunity to self-assess, see where you are in the love spectrum. For example, from conditional to unconditional love, from fear to love, and you can even reassess the extremes we did in the first video, 3D and 5D. One of my favorite quotes that sums up the theme of this class perfectly is by Jesus Christ. Love your neighbor as yourself. So simple, yet so often forgotten. Let's keep reminding ourselves of that. Keep loving ourselves and others as an extension of our beings. And speaking of simple, here are some final words. The 5D is not outside of us, and it's not a destination. 5D is inside of us in our hearts. It's love as a state of consciousness, and that's where we're shifting into individually and as a collective. The external shift is an illusion. The only real shift is within, because you are consciousness manifested into this physical human being. You are a magnificent being of divine light. The 5D is the key to the evolution of you as a human, as a soul, and as consciousness. The 5D is the portal to higher states of consciousness and beyond. Let's keep expanding. Next, you will find a meditation that will guide you a little closer into your essence of love and light. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I commend you for showing up for yourself and for being brave enough to look deeper and break through the old paradigm. Together, we can heal the world. I want you to know that I appreciate you and I love you. I'm sending you so much love from my heart to yours, and I hope to connect with you again very soon. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. Bye.